By season's end, there's no doubt that Pella quarterback Luke Hartman will find himself on many an awards list.
Hartman has Deers to his right out of the shotgun. Pella, 10-0 lead, second and goal at the one. Luke, a left side run, and into the end zone! Touchdown, Pella!
Pella has the 10th-ranked scoring and yardage offense in Class 4A heading into the postseason, and Hartman has had a large part in that, scoring the second-most total touchdowns of any individual player.
Play action. Pump fake. Has a man wide open. That pass is Kalman caught at the 40, near sideline 50, down the sideline to the 40, and he's knocked out of bounds at the Gilbert 35-yard line.
But the holes don't open themselves, and a senior-laden offensive line has given Hartman and the Pella offense plenty to cheer about.
Hartman, 19 of 30 for 254 yards. Here's a blitz. Under pressure. Lobs it deep. Looking for Kurt. Makes the catch. Breaks the tackle. And takes it in. Touchdown. Pella. Colin Kurt. 53 yards.
And if the Dutch find themselves in Cedar Falls yet again for the first time in six seasons, this group of five will be a large part of that reasoning. I had the opportunity to catch up with the Pella High School offensive line for this week's player profile.
My name's Hanson King.
Tracy Williams.
Donovan Helley.
Parker Hemming.
Gideon Vandekieft.
And we are here with the offensive line of the Pella football team as they've qualified for the playoffs for the first time since 2020. Congratulations, gentlemen, on an excellent season. Let's start there. What did it mean to have this opportunity to play one more week of football, and what's it like to get Pella football back into the playoffs?
Right, it's a great feeling. We haven't been in playoffs since 2020, and we just worked so hard. A lot of us played as sophomores, and so, yeah, it's been a lot of hard work over the summer and the last couple of seasons to get to this point.
For me, it's coming back from an injury, extending my season to help make me have a longer one. Yeah.
Just like working hard with everybody, making sure that we know what we're doing each and every down, just making sure that we get the mental reps in and focusing up every time that we can, and just making sure that we can perform to the best of our abilities.
Yeah, we just got to come out and show them what we got. I mean, this is the first time anyone on our team's been in the postseason, so I mean, you just got to come out and strike first.
Yeah, I mean, as seniors, it was something we really wanted. We want to extend our season. It's our last couple of games, so we want to play as long as we can.
Well, and the theme this year is something to prove, and you've proven part A that you're a playoff team and you belong in the final 16, and I'm guessing you want to make a road now to the Unidome. What do you think are the keys or things that, as you work on practice this week, even with Bondurant coming back, the things that you're really honing in on that you learned from the regular season that are going to elevate your game, and we'll reverse the order now?
We're really just trying to perfect things we already know. We're just running the same kind of plays, just working on perfection, doing everything right.
Yeah, definitely. We've been watching a lot of film of our game against Bondurant, and we're just trying to fill in the gaps that we had the first game. So,
yeah, just trying to work out some of the kinks. I mean, they're probably most likely going to throw in a couple of wrenches here and there, just trying to figure out how to plug some of the holes up front and just trying to make sure that we can protect our quarterback as long as we can.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of just mentally, we just got to be mentally prepared. You know, they're going to come out hot, but we've been practicing hard and we'll get it.
Yeah, they got a big physical offensive line, so we're just going to have to be more physical than them and, you know, beat them and protect Luke as long as we can.
You mentioned Luke. Obviously, he's having a fantastic season, and no doubt he's one of the top dual-threat quarterbacks in the state this year, but you guys are doing a lot of the heavy lifting too. From your perspective, for a quarterback who on any given play could be running, passing, or something in between, what's it been like adjusting to that kind of game, and what's it like to protect a guy who on any given play can also score, right? It's got to be probably really fun and probably challenging too.
It is challenging, but Luke does a great job, and he's able to give us just enough time to protect him, and he gets the ball out pretty quick, so he makes things pretty easy for us.
Yeah, I agree with that, but especially if he has to scramble or anything, he always knows where to go, so we don't get in his way or anything.
Yeah, it's really just a matter of like making sure that we know where to go, we don't get in his way almost, and then making sure that we give him as much time as we can get him, and making sure that pocket's clean, just making sure that we can, you know, keep him able to make those big plays.
And as a center, I'm guessing it's extra challenging because on any play it could be whatever the call is. What's it been like building chemistry with Luke and making sure you're on the same page?
Yeah, so me and Luke have been friends for a long time. So, like, we already had that connection. So it's kind of just, you know, improved it from that point. So, yeah.
And for you, what's it like to work with a crazy scrambler back there who can do anything?
It helped playing with him a little bit last year.
I mean, last game against Gilbert, he ran the complete other way than the play was designed. So it's important to just stay aware. So I just let go of my guy and let him do his thing. Make sure I didn't hold him.
No holding, right? Or at least not getting called for holding. You know, as a unit, one of the cool things is that you're all seniors, right? And you're all going to be a part of this big graduating class coming up. How has that helped your bond as an offensive line? And what's it been like to grow with these guys and have fun and be able to kind of relate to each other all being seniors?
I mean, yeah, we're all just best friends. We work together day in and day out. We just have a lot of fun together.
Yeah, we've been able to build our relationship since seventh grade. But obviously, like, especially me, I did not play center until this year. So it's been a change, but it's been a fun one.
Are there any, like, fun traditions you guys have as an O-line? Anything?
Yeah.
What's that?
Toad breakfast.
Yeah. I learned about that my first year here. So tell our listeners, who wants to tell, with these three, okay, you tell us about Toad breakfast.
Okay, so Toad breakfast is every Friday morning at 7 a.m. We all just meet there and chat and have breakfast just to make sure everyone's awake. So, yeah.
And why Toad? Why the word Toad?
We're big uglies, pretty much. I mean, we're big up front. We try to take as much pressure off the quarterback. We try to keep their big guys off of our tiny guys and just make sure that they're able to make those big plays that we can. So,
well, you're ugly guys until prom season, then we need to get informal and all the above.
Yep.
So then for the two of you, obviously we're talking about this season and how special it could be. What's it been like just as a class or as a team as a whole to have this opportunity now in front of you, and what are you excited about most about having that possibility to bring Pella back to the Dome for the first time in 6 years?
For me, it's kind of just, it's exciting. I won't lie. We have a chance, and like our motto, it's something to prove, and we're going to prove it.
Yeah, I would say we've had this plan for a long time, and now we're at this point, and we've not come this far just to come this far, and so we're going to make the best of it while we're here.
That is the Pella offensive line joining us ahead of their postseason game, a rematch with Bondurant Farrar. Gentlemen, all the best to you. We'll make sure your name stays on the radio plenty, and look forward to hopefully calling your game next week at Glenwood. Thank you.
Sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Nights, I'm Andrew Schneider.